welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. And in this podcast, we look at the intersection between creativity and student learning. And right now, I'm going to focus on something that's a little more on the downside of creativity, the hard side, the creative ruts that we get ourselves into, and just kind of share a personal reflection of something that happened and kind of explains a few things in terms of why there was a slight delay on this podcast. And well, anyway, I'll just go ahead and launch right into it. Is it time to reinvent the wheel? So picture this. It's Thanksgiving evening and I trudge up the stairs with every anticipation of writing a post about food and family and gratitude and all of that. I pull up my chair and flip open my MacBook. But a black screen appears. I tap on the buttons. Nothing happens. I click the power button. Still nothing. I stare at the screen, baffled by what I'm seeing, or maybe I should say not seeing, because a few minutes pass by and it's still black. Finally, a flashing folder appears with a question mark. Now, I'm not entirely sure what this means, but I'm sure it's not good. And it takes about, half a second before the panic sets in. Suddenly, I'm searching forums, perusing help text, and checking out videos to try and figure out what in the world is going on. Apparently, my Mac isn't reading the hard drive. And when I go into the recovery mode and try out the disk utility, it's still not showing up. It becomes an all-out five stages of grief experience as I go from denial to bargaining to finally letting it sink in. The reality sets in. My work is gone. A set of sketchy videos, I don't know, probably 10, 20 of them that I've made and I was planning to post on my channel. My keynote slideshows, my lesson plans, my fragments of a book I plan to write, it's all gone. Now, I get it. I'm supposed to back things up with the time machine, but it's too late. I would give anything to have a real time machine and be able to go back in time to use my time machine, but there's nothing I can do. Everything is gone. I make a list of items that I've saved to Google Drive and Dropbox, and then I wait and hope for some kind of data recovery. 2 days later, I show up to the Apple Store hoping for a miracle, but alas, it doesn't happen. The peppy genius informs me that the hard drive is toast. But something unexpected happens as I leave the store. I expect to be crushed by this news, but instead I feel relieved. Crazy as it sounds, I leave feeling hopeful. As I drive home, I think of which videos I want to recreate and how I want to rewrite my book and what it would look like to redo my keynote slideshow, because I don't want to be doing the exact same keynote I've done the last 3 or 4 times. Instead of making tweaks and revision, this is a chance for a fresh start. And it's a chance to do something wildly different from what I was already doing. It's a chance to move away from iterations, which is what I tend to thrive in, and start moving toward radical difference. Reinventing the wheel. When I was a student teacher, I asked my mentor, Brad, what he did to keep instruction so relevant. I'd seen him teach in so many different settings, and the dude was amazing, still is. How do you always know what people need? I asked. I throw away all my lesson plans the day after I teach, he told me. All of them? Yeah, every time. Lesson plans aren't meant to be temporary. They're like conversations. They are tied to the present, and you can't repeat them to a new group over and over again. If you do, it's going to feel stilted. But what if you teach something great and you're afraid that you're going to forget it next time? Don't you want to at least have that as a reference? I asked. And then he said something that stuck with me forever. If it's worth remembering, you'll remember it. For 12 years, I followed Brad's advice. Instead of iterating and refining, I reinvented our projects every single time. Yes, I borrowed ideas from what had worked in the past. And true, I would keep the materials that I made. I loved having a bank of actual just materials that we could draw from. But I learned to rely heavily on students for input on what they wanted to learn. I knew that every single lesson is a new story, and if not a new story, certainly a new chapter on the same narrative of trying to be a better teacher. See, creativity is often about revising and refining. I get that. But this corrupted hard drive has me remembering that it's okay to start from scratch. Sometimes that's exactly what you need when you're in a creative rut. And often you don't realize that you're in a creative rut until you're actually getting out of it. Here are some things that you benefit from when you are reinventing the wheel, when you are starting from scratch. Number one, starting from scratch keeps things fresh. Sometimes creative work requires a blank canvas or a fresh hunk of clay. And if you spend all your time improving on what you're already doing, you can start to feel stale and stagnant. So starting from scratch keeps things fresh. Number two, starting from scratch allows you to pivot rather than simply improve. There's power in pivoting toward new ideas, but sometimes it's not even a pivot. It's more like a huge leap, a bound in a different direction. I get it. Why reinvent the wheel? Well, sometimes it's because you don't want a wheel. You don't even want to build a car anymore. You want to build a space shuttle, and a wheel is simply in the way. Number three, starting from scratch keeps your work from turning into something derivative. As teachers, we can sometimes slip into a place where we find what works and then we continue to do it over and over and over and over again. But it can start to feel like the band that plays a different version of the same three songs on every new album. In other words, if you're not careful, you can begin to sound like Nickelback, and nobody wants to sound like Nickelback as a teacher. Number four, starting from scratch keeps your work relevant. It's a reminder that creative work is always contextual. It is always rooted in the here and now. All creative work is, as Brad described, a conversation. Whether it's a song or a meal or a lesson plan, that creative work is meant to be experienced back and forth in the moment as a conversation with the person who's receiving it. As much as we like to think of creativity as something that you do and then finish, it is always a conversation. Number five, starting from scratch encourages positive risk-taking. You start producing work that might fail rather than improving work that's already working. This experimentation leads to deeper learning. You stretch yourself in your craft and you end up innovating in ways you could never have predicted ahead of time. So although it's important to keep refining, improving, and working through iterations, sometimes it's best to simply create something new from scratch. And that's the idea. So maybe it's time to just go do something wildly different. Thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. If you enjoy this show, leave a review on iTunes. That would mean the world to me. Also, music is from bensound.com. They've got great music. They are not a sponsor. They are not paying me. I am just saying they've got great stuff. So, have a wonderful day. Hope you enjoyed it. See you on the other side.